here at KVTA.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And we are here at News Talk 1590 KVTA, welcoming you back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. In November, members of the Workforce Development Board will join the entire country in honoring the outstanding service of United States military veterans. An important way to show appreciation is to help veterans and military spouses reenter the civilian workforce. Here to talk about what we are doing in Ventura County are Nancy Ampriz, Workforce Operations Program Manager for the Community Services Department, County of Ventura Human Services Agency, and Andrea Sanchez, Employment Program Manager for the California Employment Development Department. How are you both doing this morning?
Great. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Excellent to have you here this morning. Let's start off with Nancy. What are we doing in Ventura County to help veterans and their families as they re-enter the civilian workforce?
Well, in Ventura County, we're providing a wide range of services to veterans and their families to help them find employment. We provide services at our career centers, and this includes career guidance, job search assistance, job training, and career workshops. If they need any other type of service, we also have staff that will refer them to other resources. We do everything possible to help connect our families and our veterans to the right resources to help them reenter the workforce.
So important. Andrea, how many veterans, let's talk numbers here, do we have in Ventura County?
So there's approximately 43,000 veterans in Ventura County, and they keep growing as people retire.
And we also have, just because of the nature of Ventura County, many people who come here to serve also find this to be their home. That is a remarkable number. Now, what challenges do they face when they're looking for a job?
So veterans can face various challenges depending on where they're coming from. So some of them can face homelessness. They could have service-connected disabilities or not being able to translate their military skills to civilian. But they also have great team-building skills, and they can also follow direction, work under pressure, and they're very knowledgeable with IT, logistics, medical, and security mechanical.
Nancy, here's another question about this. We think about enlisted personnel being moved from one base to another. That happens a lot, and you think about the kids. But one thing here that they're pointing out with the Workforce Development Board is, what about the spouse? They get transplanted, too. They might have a job where they were. So when they get introduced to a new community, that's got to be kind of difficult. So what kind of help do we have for them?
So the really good news is that in Ventura County and all across the nation, there's American Job Centers. In these American Job Centers, veterans and their spouses can access a full range of resources, from job training, from job search assistance, from a whole range of resources that staff can help direct them to. And just to know that staff are always happy to help veterans. All they need to do is say, hey, I'm a veteran or a spouse of a veteran, and they will be served immediately.
And we would hope that would be the case. Huh? Andrea, what about financial assistance or job training for military spouses?
So depending on their situation, they may qualify for unemployment insurance benefits. And at our American Job and Career Center here in Oxnard, we have a financial coach as well. So as well as training opportunities through the WIOA or the Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act.
Now let's throw this question to both of you, Nancy and Andrea. How can members of the community help the military veterans and their families to re-enter civilian life? Nancy, we'll start with you.
With some of the real basic steps that anyone can do, especially if you're an employer or if you know of someone that's in the process of hiring anyone, is hire a veteran or their spouse. That's the best way to honor them. Also, during the holiday season, many of even our veterans or even our active military are away from their families. A great thing to do during your Thanksgiving dinner, invite them over for dinner or for Sunday dinner, and that would really show that you care and that you want to help them.
What a great idea. We should set that up. We should do something through this radio station.
I would love it,
That is a wonderful idea to have somebody over who is currently serving for a Thanksgiving dinner. Okay, we will think on that. Andrea, what do you have on this subject?
Well, there are already a lot of great resources here in Ventura County. We have a lot of NIP counties. So we have organizations like the Military Collaborative, the Veterans Employer Council, the Gold Coast Veterans Foundation, and, of course, not to mention the American Job Center, where we have a lot of great resources for veterans. And, of course, we have events like the Honor a Hero Job Fair that's coming up next month in Woodland Hills on November 10th. So there are just already so many resources for veterans. It's just a matter of routing them to the right location and the right service.
The other thing that's interesting about this, I would think if you were looking to hire somebody, if you think they have discipline, they have dedication, obviously take directions very well, they understand authority better than anyone, isn't this the absolute ultimate employee that you would want to take into your business? It seems like such an absolute no-brainer, and maybe it's just not in front of us enough, so we don't see that, you know, whatever it is, but you would just think this would be easy to get all of these veterans hired. It's an interesting issue that you would have all of this, and then some of them do have difficulties coming back into society.
That's very true.
And I think understanding and taking these steps to acknowledge these skills and then perhaps adding additional skills to their existing skill set will make them great contributors to our workforce.
Because, again, even if they learn something in the military service that doesn't apply directly, you know this man or woman can clearly learn. And they have the discipline and they have the dedication. So really, for all you folks out there, all you employers, let's take a close look at this. The other thing that I find very, very nice compared to, you know, what we had perhaps in the 60s and very early 70s, we do a lot of welcoming back, but then what? You know, that's one of the things, a big handshake, the offer of a Thanksgiving dinner is wonderful, but we have to set these people up for a life and a career, making sure their family and their children are okay. And seeing a homeless veteran, there cannot be a sadder possibility for us as a country to not make sure that they get housing, immediate needs, and then a proper job.
Yes.
So we have to make sure we get this to happen. So once again, to contact both of you, if you know a veteran, if you are a veteran, and that number, again, the number of veterans in Ventura County is?
43,000 approximately.
Growing and growing and growing,
yes.
Too. Because this is a great place to live. And it's an expensive place to live. So we have to make sure that we have viable employment for people to have a great life here in Ventura County. So again, to contact you, how do they do that?
Well, they can either call our 800 number or go to the website, 800-500-7705, or our Ventura County website, the Workforce Investment Board.
And for you?
In the same location. I think if everyone, just to make it easy for everyone, if they visit the www.workforceventuracounty.org, they will find us there, and, of course, the American Job Center here in Oxnard.
Any closing comments, success stories, things that you've seen that like warmed your heart and made you feel good about the work that you're doing and what you've seen in the community?
Well, every day I think when someone gets a job, it really warms my heart because people are getting back to work and contributing back to society and being able to become self-sufficient. For our veterans, when they come in, I think the wide range of partnerships that we have in our center are extremely, extremely helpful. So Andrea and I work very closely together in the same center, so we collaborate all the time.
I agree. If it wasn't for our staff giving the priority of service to these veterans, they would get the resources and the jobs that they need to transition into civilian life.
And even though, and Rich, you had the story first, you announced it, I think reported about half hour ago or so. On top of all of this, with the difficulty for a veteran to get a job, in one case, they were at one point asking for money back. But that got flipped.
Yeah, that's the good news. The Defense Secretary, Ash Carter, said today that those enlistment and reenlistment bonuses that went to the California National Guard members that you know they wanted back, and they were being kind of nasty about it. The Pentagon was. They it says forget about it. They can keep the money.
Yeah, that's some of the best news that we received this morning, and showing that yes, even the government has a little bit of a heart.
I just can't imagine an
employer. That part of the government, by the way. We love our government employees.
I just can't imagine an employer not wanting to hire a veteran. Because the thing that always amazed me when I interview people in the military is how guys that are 20, 30 years old, who you would think at some ages would have trouble ordering a hamburger, are suddenly in charge of hundreds, if not thousands, of men and women out there, and doing serious things in very dangerous situations. Why would you not want an employee with that kind of experience?
And the other thing that I love about him, too, is when you get the yes, ma'am, yes, or no, ma'am, it's you were in the military, weren't you? And you could just see because they have these skills and they have this discipline.
Well, we had the thing with our flagpole out here.
Yeah.
You know, we're sitting around for months. Well, what do we do? How do we dig the hole to put the flagpole in here? And our friend Captain Dan from the CB base got his guys out here, and in like 20 minutes, they had it fixed.
And it was done.
You know, that's
and we had
just
that.
Do it,
just
get
like
it done.
That. So, and the other thing is for an economic generator in this county, that is a huge part of what powers is these people shop here, these people live here, they pay rent here, they pay taxes here. So let's get them employed, let's get them hired. Great work that you're doing. Thank you so much for coming
in
this morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Really do appreciate it. The American Job Center system connects military veterans and their families with a wide range of resources across the country. For easy access to the American Job Center in Ventura County, go to the Workforce Development Board website at www.workforceventuracounty.org. That's workforceventuracounty.org. And you will be right there and you'll have it done. And let's get those veterans hired and let's get them employed right here in Ventura County.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
It is 8:53. We are News Talk 15.